Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Last Friday, we saw in 1 Samuel 14 where Saul was hiding from a battle because the situation was not right in his eyes, no matter what God's word had said. But I also want you to notice the people around Saul. The text tells us in verse 3 that Ahijah, the son of Ahitub, Ichabod's brother, son of Phinehas, son of Eli, the priest of the Lord in Shiloh, was wearing an ephod, and that he was with Saul. Why mention all of that description of Ahijah? Well, I think it's to remind us of the corruption, of the fact that these people had been cursed by God and that the Lord was speaking through Samuel now. Saul had surrounded himself with people who did not know the Lord and would not encourage him in the word of God. And then you'll notice in verses 17 through 18, the presumption that is in Saul. After the battle had started, it's at that point that Saul puts on a show to try and discern the will of God. He calls for the priest to help him discern whether or not they should go into the battle. But when Saul sees that the enemy is running away, that it looks like the victory is at hand, it's at that point that all this courage flows through Saul's body, and he no longer needs the help of the Lord, and he just jumps right into the battle. Why is that? It's because at that point, the odds were in his favor, and the circumstances were right for him to gain personal glory to where he could boast of a great triumph. So the question could be put to us, do we hide in fear, abandoning the work of the Lord until it looks more favorable to where we emerge from our caves with chest poked out in order to gain personal glory? Or do we walk with the Lord day by day, obediently, no matter the circumstance? As you pray today, please remember our Creative Access missionaries in China. And also remember the Bina LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Nigeria and Tanzania.